It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm great. And this is around the time when my dad, who's 91, an amazing gardener, always starts his seeds, the seedlings, to germinate in the sunny covered patio. This is my first year with my own lawn and gardens, and I did not inherit the garden growing gene. I know you're surprised to know that. How do I start seeds for planting?
Your father's correct. This is the time to start getting ready for seed starting, but I would even encourage him to wait maybe another week or two because there are seed starting problems that crop up, and I wanted to just kind of go through a bunch of them here and also answer a question or two, too, that people have around seed starting. So the first thing that we have to think about is the timing, just like your dad is getting ready to start seed starting. Most of the seeds you're going to start indoors under lights will need about 4 to 8 weeks of growing. So if you go to our last frost date, which in the Champlain Valley is May 15th, and around the state it varies around that. You shouldn't be starting seeds till at least early to mid-March. That's the earliest you should be starting seeds. And even things like tomatoes, you should wait till mid-April to start them because you want a small seedling that's actively growing and not something you're trying to hold back because it got too big. So don't get too zealous with your seed starting. Some of the problems you might have, the first one and probably the primary one, is legginess. Now, the seeds need light, and they need it as soon as they germinate. So make sure you have either compact fluorescence or LED lights as grow lights, and they're close, a couple inches right off the top of the pot, so that when they germinate, they have that light, and they'll stay nice and short and stocky. Once they get leggy, you can't do much about them. They're going to stay leggy the whole time. The other thing that causes legginess is too much nitrogen fertilizer, so hold back on that. You can fertilize, but do it with a weak solution so you don't get them growing too fast. Another problem people have is the seeds don't germinate. Some seeds, like parsley, will take 2 weeks to germinate, but a lot of seeds should be up in about a week or so. If that's not happening, either the soil was too wet, too dry, or the seed was too old. Take a look at the packet. If the seed is older than 3 or 4 years, you might want to get a fresh packet of seed to start with some fresh seed. Another thing you might find is damping off fungal disease. That's when the seedlings come up and then they rot right at the soil line and then they just flop over. That is a fungal disease that occurs when we have too much moisture in the soil. So use a germinating mix. Use a soil mix that has coir in it. It's better than peat moss. It helps drain that soil better. And if you do have damping off, start over. Just get rid of that soil mix, the dead seedlings, and start all over again. You still got time. And finally, remember to label them. I do this every year. I grow tomatoes, and I'm sure I know which pot is what variety, and then they all grow up and look the same, and I can't remember. So put a label on them, too.
Okay. This first one is actually a comment from Frank in Connecticut. We talked about cut flowers the other day. Frank in Seymour, Connecticut says the use of lemon, lime, soda, or ginger ale definitely works in prolonging cut flower life inside homes. Frank says, I haven't tried the overnight refrigerator trick, but that seems like a lot of work, particularly if you don't have room in your fridge.
Yeah, so if the lemon lime works for you, that's great. If you can find a little space in the fridge, even if you make a small bouquet of flowers, it'll make a big difference.
And this next question comes from Barbara in North Carolina. Barbara has Bradford pear trees that are causing itching, and she asks, are they toxic? Mine not only smell bad, they make me itch, so I hate to go in the garden.
Well, Bradford pears are not a good tree for a lot of different reasons. They split really easily. They're not very long-lasting. They have nice flowers, but they don't put off a lot of pollen. Their pollen is spread by bees, not by the air. So the itching probably is more likely due to some other pollen in the area from some other trees. So yes, get rid of the Bradford pear, but not for the itching reason.
And this next question has to do with seed starting. This is from Samantha in Hampton, New York. Samantha says, I started my long day onion seeds 2 weeks ago, and with the help of my new heating pad, they're all up. I've tried starting onions in the past, and they were so thin and frail, they died after a couple of weeks. This year, Samantha says, I've got the warming pad. I'll trim them back as soon as they grow. How else can I make them grow into hardy starts?
Well, Samantha, you're off to a good start. Yes, getting them up and growing, growing really strongly, having fresh seed, that will help because onion and leek seed tends not to store very well, but also fertilizing them. So I mentioned fertilizing just earlier. Once they're up and growing, well, give them a weak liquid solution of a fertilizer that's compost-based or it's a worm poop-based, something that's very mild, something that they'll like. That'll give them nice and short and stocky and keep them that way. So when you put them in the garden, they're more likely to survive.
Okay, send gardening questions to us at vpr.org when you search for All Things Gardening. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.